Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy, and joining me at this festive time of year is my lovely wife, Lady Giggles.
Hello!
And also the man, the myth, the legend, Milo the cat.
Meow!
And Jess Chicken's here too.
Meow!
So, last week Milo was very chatty.
He was really
chatty. We're hoping that this week he'll be just as involved, but we can't guarantee it. We've got a lovely special game to play. So recently on the Game Grumps channel, maybe you guys could check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Even though everyone checks it out because it's great. They basically used this bot, this AI bot thing.
Sorry, I just prepped one.
Used this AI bot to write stories. It scans the internet and learns how to make stories, I guess.
Yeah, puts the words into sentences that actually make sense. It's not all garbage and gobbledygook. Yeah. And yeah, it's that simple and it actually works.
So we thought that we would make a... between the three of us, we're going to try and make a coherent Christmas story. And so I guess what we'll do is, like, we'll take a paragraph each.
Or just like a sentence. Yeah,
we'll add a sentence.
Short sentence. And then the bot will do the paragraph. And then I guess you just type in the ending of how it finished. And then just continue it on. Or just keep just doing different sentences. Or we can continue it on with a sentence and then let the bot finish it.
Yeah. That's what we'll do.
Yeah.
So you've come up with one already.
Yeah. So.
So you're starting off then.
Yeah. Welcome to Big Timmy's house. My name is Big Timmy. And today is our sexy Christmas podcast. That's what I put in it. And this is what it came back. In this episode, we talk about the sexiest looking devil ever. Our idea of the perfect cupcake and the time two horny teens played Rocket Launch.
Oh, that's my favourite game.
And don't forget, we discussed finding and wearing a new pom-pom purse and the sexiest day ever. Oh, and we also recorded this at Billy's house.
The doctor! Oh my god, how did you know?
That is so
Must
true.
Have known that we were they were big fans of Billy Piper. Jeez.
Topics: Big Timmy, Demo, Mustache, Big T, Young, Christmas, Russian, BBS, and Homemade.
Well, some of those are accurate.
Yeah.
So who's going next, and how are we going to continue it?
Would you like to go next?
No.
I'll go next. So I'll say...
So it ended on... and we also recorded this at Billy's house.
It's the doctor!
Where's the doctor? Cried Billy at Jazz Chicken, spitting in his face.
Okay. So if you'd like to reiterate what you said.
So, where's the doctor?
Yeah.
Where's the doctor? Screamed Billy at Jazz Chicken spitting in his face.
Shush it, Blues. We still have cholera, Jazz managed to whisper.
This
is the only thing we have left now, cried Jazz to himself. What if we use the airship too? Jazz asked, but wasn't quite sure how to feel. Not many did. What if we crash it? It's that heavy, but this way is still warmer, cried Jazz to himself, a tiny amount of... I'm just talking to myself.
Yeah, great way to cut Billy out of the story. So, there's a crashing airship. It's but, allowed enough that...
Well, I said, what if we use an airship? And then I said, but what if we crash it?
What if we crash it?
So nothing really has happened. I'm just there panicking about something.
Would you like to have a go?
Okay. So Jazz decides to get into the airship and says, let's go on an adventure.
I like the fact that the airship has just come in like, it's like, where's this come from? We were starting to record a Big Timmy's house, and then all of a sudden...
And we've gone into this airship.
Yeah.
I'll keep Billy involved. And says to Billy, let's go on an adventure. A Christmas adventure. Because we're trying to keep it Christmassy.
Yes. We have to keep it festive, otherwise... Okay. Otherwise,
to Lapland.
It won't be Lapland. If we don't keep it festive, how will people know it's festive
to Lapland.
Time?
Lapland. So, Jazz decides to finally get into an airship and says to Billy, let's go on a Christmas adventure to Lapland.
Yes!
And it says... So Billy gives him the kiss, saying he'll get back after they're done. Sean is about to tell Bob about the kiss, but Bob pulls him aside and says that it's just a date and they'll be back at his place, no harm, no foul. Sean isn't so sure about this because even though they both have to go to the cliff, they'll still have to go to his house first. Sean is still trying.
He's still trying. I mean, you can't deny that Sean isn't still trying.
Sean is still trying to win.
Billy.
Billy's heart this Christmas.
I love the fact that it's just like, we're trying to shoehorn Christmas in as much as possible. And it's just ignoring it. Yeah, it's fine. We're going to talk about sexy Russians. Oh, goodness me.
Okay, Sean is still trying to win Billy's heart this Christmas, but Jazz has other plans. He walks off to see his family and creates a time-space anomaly.
Billy loves that.
A time-space anomaly between themselves and Billy's house. Billy's surprise has the opposite effect, as Sean's approval is more important than his mum's.
Yeah,
Billy believes Sean, and Sean has given up the fight and kicks out from the house. But Billy realizes that Sean's position is damaged, and the only thing that can bring it back is a get-together. He can't bring his mum back with him, but he can bring the universe back. I'm so confused.
Obviously. So, I've got it. Sean's mum says, what's happened to the Big Timmy's House Christmas podcast?
So, Sean's mum asks, who's she asking?
Asks Sean, what's happened to the Big Timmy's House Christmas podcast?
What happened to the Big Timmy's Christmas? Every time we add Christmas, it just doesn't include it.
That's why we've got to add it more and more.
Okay. Sean's mum asks Sean, what's happened to the Big Timmy's Christmas podcast? Oh, it's done like Sean, and then it's a script now. Sean, Timmy's has gotten fat. Kevin, a lot of big guys have gotten fat. Guys like Carl Frampton and Mike Tyson. You don't hear so much about fat guys in the news. Sean, slight overweight. Kevin, Ansel Adams. I could never understand the portrayal of someone as a bad influence on young people. Not anymore. He's a full circle. He was a good guy and had great values. What's that got to do with what we wrote?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
What? I can't believe I'm fat. I didn't think I was that bad.
You're not that bad.
And I start it off with getting back to the story.
Getting back to the story.
Sean's a right dick. I don't know who he is, but he is a right dick.
Where did Kevin and Bob come from?
Yeah.
They're, I mean, Kevin and Bob are always around. There's always a Bob.
Well, Kevin is Bob.
Yeah, yeah, technically Kevin is Bob, so... You
never see them in the same room together.
No.
I don't know now. Jazz and Billy were on their way to Lapland.
Nice, taking it back to the actual story.
Yeah,
bring it back.
Where they found a pack of polar bears swimming.
In Coca-Cola.
In Coca-Cola, yes, go on in Coca-Cola. In a Coca-Cola van. In the Coca-Cola truck.
Holidays are coming. Holidays are coming.
For those who don't get it, we're actually being polar bears trying to sing.
It's not Christmas until you've seen those polar bears.
A pack of polar bears swimming in Coca-Cola. I say, so getting back to the story, Jazz and Billy were on their way to Lapland where they found a pack of polar bears swimming in Coca-Cola. In that moment, Steve Howard rose from the water.
Steve Howard!
With the message, "Hey, Cub, we'll take care of your 500 pounds of cocaine now and get back to Iceland." The supermarket or the place? He ran over to the bear and he grabbed the bear by the scruff of the neck and broke his arm.
Oh, poor
Steve Howard's a dick!
He's high on cocaine, probably.
He's got all the coke.
He has got all the coke.
His other hand still holding the bear, he said, "You're gonna need this hand." But Steve Howard had already... Continue the story.
Steve Howard.
Right, that would be me now, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Jesus. I like the fact that... Who the hell's Steve Howard?
He just rose from the water.
So, yeah. Screaming about cocaine.
I'll take your cocaine, and then broke a polar bear's arm.
But it's Coca-Cola. It's the fizzy drink.
You'll need this hand.
It's not cocaine.
There is actually a Steve Howard, who's a footballer. Does it say that he does cocaine? He's a former professional. I'm just going to check if he does cocaine. Because that's personal life. Here we go. No, it doesn't say anything about...
drug-related scandals.
Let's put cocaine. Coca-Cola? Oh, okay. Oh, he lost the Coca-Cola championship, I think.
That's why he's so angry. There you go. That makes sense.
That's why he's high on coke as well.
Yeah.
He's just like... I lost the Coca-Cola championships! Let's go, fucking nuts! Where's that polar bear? I'm going to break its arm! That's the bit that it's just like, what the hell? We're not even trying to put anything dodgy in, but it's like, no, we'll make it as best as possible.
I thought it was going to be something nice and sweet, you know? It's like, oh, look, there's polar bears down there.
Look, well, to be fair, the second that bit, for some reason, when Billy Piper's involved, everything goes
true,
to shit.
That is true.
Okay, so... But Steve Howard had already thrown it into the sea, where an orca whale swallowed it whole. He let go of the polar bear. Oh. He let go of the polar bear's head. So it actually continued it.
We're still getting away with this.
Oh, you must have been tired after your climb back up to the deck, mate, he said.
Okay, sure.
But what about the weasel? We've had a problem with some of our minesweepers. And we might get some more cold weather on the way. I mean, you are in Lapland. So I wanted to make sure your arm would get some sleep before we went back to camp.
Sleep
not sentient. And it's been eaten by whales.
He broke the arm and ripped up, threw it in the sea. And then he's like, well, I wanted to get some sleep. That's why I removed it from you.
But what about the weasel?
What about the weasel?
And then he says, yes. If you would just show it a little...
Show it a little...
Tender, loving care.
I'll start it going, yes.
Tenderness.
Little tenderness.
If you would... show it a little. Okay, go ahead.
Tenderness.
Tenderness.
Was that a, wait?
End,
was that
end, a, that's him talking. End him talking, or
end him talking. Steve said as he turned on the Big Timmy's House podcast. Let's try and get it back Let's try and get it back on track somehow.
Big Timmy Christmas
podcast. Yeah, podcast. There we go.
Oh, Timmy.
Okay, yes, if you would show it a little tenderness, Steve said as he turned on the Big Timmy Christmas podcast. Blondie, San Fran, CA. Blondie just appeared on a couple episodes of Wonderfalls, actually. I'm still up in the air about it. I love her, and I don't really know what to make of Little Baby now. The show seems to always be doing the same stuff, so I'm excited to see where this gets us. Advertisement, thanks for watching, visit website. Advertisement, thanks for.
What?
I think the story was interrupted by an advertisement.
Alright, so
not as in the bot, but the bot actually wrote in an advertisement.
I guess we should talk about Audible then. Or Squarespace.
God damn it, you can't even get away from these adverts.
inside a story.
Not even from an AI.
Just keeps trying to gently tease them in. So weird, isn't it? Right.
So, what was the advert for?
About Blondie. About someone saying that they loved
thanks
her.
Thanks for watching.
Don't really know.
Visit website.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking us out. That's Big Timmy. Over and out. Was it Sean who turned on the bit?
It was Steve.
Steve.
Should I say get out of my house?
Yeah. Should we get out of my house? Yeah. Get out of my house.
Okay. So thanks for checking us out. That's it for me. I've been Big Timmy. Get out of my house. This article may contain links to online retail stores. If you click on one and buy the product, we may receive a small commission. For more information, go. It's still trying to do an advert.
This is like desperate to get advertising in there. Just like, come on, add an advert.
I need to earn my rent. We'll pay my rent.
Please help me. Help myself by clicking on the link.
Generate another, see if it does a better one. There you go. Thanks for checking us out. That's it for me. I've been Big Timmy. Get out of my house. And remember to like and subscribe. Go booger feds. The CMC will pick the next episode up with a bang. We are all waiting for you, the CMC. Bring it home. Say your goodbyes. It's your last chance to do so. What's a fag? What's all this horniness Whoa. About? What the fuck are you on about, Timmy? I said, tell me what I'm about to see. Well.
Yeah.
What and are it, you about to
it
see?
It even did it in big capitals. What the fuck are you talking about, Timmy?
Wow. It's like screaming it. Fuck.
Well, I mean, we tried to make it Christmassy.
We even went to Lapland.
I like the fact that we are literally going like, and Christmas, and it's like, no.
No.
And then we're going to bring it back. Oh, yeah, and a big the time dimension opened up. You're like, what? Yep, and this football player came out of the sea.
Started
broke
breaking,
the polar bears.
Yeah.
Arm off.
I'm just like the poor polar bears. Poor
fed it to an orca because it just needed some sleep.
So I found some I found a couple of Christmas stories on the Troll Pasta website. I thought we could read them as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I haven't read this, so we'll see how good it is. Well, it's actually from the LOL Pasta wiki, so I
LOL.
Guess that's
LOL.
Yeah,
so pasta is still involved.
Yeah. Of course, you can't not have pasta when telling stories on the internet.
Yeah.
Early on Christmas morning, as a child slept in bed, he smelled the distinct scent of sweet gingerbread. "'Twas the year 1910, and a blizzard had returned to the countryside of England once again. As the snow fell outside the window, he awoke to the sight of fire's glow. He saw something outside the window, his window. that looked as if it was made of snow. It was the shadow of a snowman peeking. Then the boy's bedroom door started creaking. He looked at his door wide open. Then he saw a sight which made him terrified. The snowman appeared in the doorway, and with a low, sinister voice, he asked,
"Wanna play?"
"Hello, Dave."
Beneath his black top hat, his eyes glowed green. Then he muttered to the boy,
"I'm gonna eat your spleen."
As his long, twisted twig arms touched the boy's head, the child saw his razor-sharp fangs and shook in bed. Just as the creature was going to eat his spleen with one bite, the boy tore off its head with all of his might. Out of its snow body poured white slime, and it shrieked and vanished in no time. Okay, so that's...
There we go, job done. Horror anyway. Just rip its head off. I mean, he could have just walked a bit further into his house and then the fireplace would have melted him.
That is true.
I mean, yeah, right.
That's what fireplaces are for, isn't it?
Yep.
It's like the song that Olaf sings, you know, he wants to go to summer, and then they're both thinking, oh my god, he's going to melt in summer.
So this one's called SpongeBob's Worst Christmas. Again, I'm looking for... oh, this one actually has a credit. The first one didn't. Bobby Gamer TV.
Oh.
And let's have a look. In 2006, Nickelodeon had never got an idea for making another SpongeBob Christmas special. The fact was, any more specials expect for a strange one from Christmas Who? Called SpongeBob's Worst Christmas. It was 3 p.m. and I was watching Nickelodeon and I saw a Christmas special promo of SpongeBob SquarePants. When it went to a commercial break, after the split screen credit starts, after the Nickelodeon logo, the intro was not there, so it looked like it was not there. The title card was just like Christmas Who, but the background was grayscale, the text was bloody.
It was not there, so it looked like it wasn't there. Yeah. Well, of course it looked like it's not there, because it's not there.
The episodes start with Patchy the Pirate, president of the SpongeBob SquarePants fan club. He said, "You are now watching this special, Potty the Parrot. Patchy was watching the Rankin Bass cartoons, puts up his various SpongeBob VHS and DVDs, and bakes bloody cookies, which Potty said, ew. Patchy also takes time to open a letter from a fan. They asks if SpongeBob has a very good Christmas. Patchy was once a time when Christmas in Bikini Bottom was hateful and decides to bubble squash green."
Alright then.
Alright, yeah, sure.
Outside Patrick's house, SpongeBob. Inside, Patrick throws Christmas lights, which SpongeBob was screaming on fire and tries to remove the fire after that. SpongeBob was burned. Later, in the Krusty Krab building, Squidward's house was moving to kill Patrick. Mr. Krabs was scared. Everyone in Bikini Bottom, where not alive, is excited the idea of Santa Bob Naughty Pants throwing knives at everyone. And they all, except Squidward, he said, "You little sea shit." Then push him and the wall. SpongeBob is sending bloody cookie from Santa and finds Santa. He said, "You fucking cheesehead." "You fucking cheesehead. You are never getting toys. Yet." SpongeBob said, "I'm not a cheesehead, you bastard." He was slapped by Santa 120 times until blood starts to get him. The people of Bikini Bottom having breaking news about eagerly waiting the arrival of Santa, and the episode ends. Please do not watch this episode. Thanks, Bobby Gamer TV. You really, really captured the essence of Christmas there.
Yeah, especially not to sparing for Christmas.
Yeah, I personally will never watch that episode of SpongeBob. I think that's probably a given, though. I don't think it was real. There is a thing about having like scary stories around Christmas time, isn't there? It's like, oh, you've got to tell a spooky story, which I've never understood, because it's sort of
the
like
Nightmare Before Christmasy type thing.
Well, I guess maybe.
And like Krampus as well, isn't it? Krampus is meant to be a scary thing.
Oh yeah.
To make children behave themselves.
Yeah.
And that reason Santa gives you coal for being naughty is to protect you from Krampus.
Yeah, so he's actually doing something nice for you, yeah. Even though you've been a dick.
Yeah.
If he doesn't give you coal, then you're screwed.
Yeah, because there's this new movie coming out. I don't know when it comes out.
Is it Black Christmas?
Black Christmas, yeah. I think it comes out...
Now?
Now-ish. And yeah, that's basically about Krampus, isn't it?
Sort of, yeah.
It's basically
so,
like
yeah.
a Scream thing going on.
They're like kidding each other, aren't
yeah.
they? They're like, we're going to kill everyone! Right. So, just a quick thing. I thought I could look... I was just going to quickly talk about this Christmas or Xmas debate.
Christmas or Xmas?
Yes. Christmas is obviously sometimes known as Xmas.
Yes.
Some people don't think it's correct to call Christmas Xmas, as it takes the Christ out of Christmas. So, I was there thinking, like, well... Couldn't the cross mean like Jesus? Because obviously he gets put on the cross, doesn't
it's also,
he?
It's also easier to type.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true, and write.
Yeah.
Well, in the Greek alphabet,
a lot of people say crimbo.
And language, the letter that looks like an X, is which is pronounced key, which is the first letter of the Greek word for Christ. So it's basically still.
It's just in a different form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is weird when you see that because in. In Kingdom Hearts, there's a Keyblade, which is called the Keyblade, but it's the letter X, which is...
Well, it's just like, I think we touched on it last Christmas, where the name Santa, if you move that letter there and that letter there and yeah. there, it makes Satan! Santa's the devil!
Yeah, it's just like... People are bored.
Yeah. Clutching at straws to make people not like things.
Yep.
Stay away. We must make some sort of bullshit.
He's a very generous devil who also protects you from other demons.
Yeah.
And gives you stuff that makes you happy.
It's the happy devil. Yay.
Are there any Christmas traditions that you just like, you can't wait for? Because I can't... I'm always, like, so excited to have...
Just to play games with friends and family, really.
Yeah.
That's my tradition.
I really like having mince pies. Like, we've eaten a lot of mince pies already.
Yeah.
We just stuff them into our faces.
Especially now that I've suddenly got into eating mince pies.
Yeah.
Because, like, I used to work in a bakery. And even the smell of mince pies just turned my stomach. And I was like, ugh. And we would have to make hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of mince pies. And I'm like,
and you'd do it from, like, sometimes it would be, like, October, September, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
We would start late September.
Yeah, which is, like, mad. But I used to like it because I'd be like, mince pies. Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah, but now...
There was a time when I'd eat them and I'd be like, this ain't mince. Thinking it's mince
that's
beef.
That's why I didn't like them, because I thought it was actual proper mince. And I didn't realise it was fruit. And I was like, don't understand, there's mince pies.
I think it used to be that it was that.
Yeah.
And they tried it with fruit or something, and people were like, this is just better. We'll make this, because you can just
eat
mince pie.
Someone tried to make a vegan mince.
Yeah, that was
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone just cottoned on, was like, this is good. I'm eating this. And then they were like, let's add pig fat to it to make it better. I was like, why? Just keep it as it is. Yeah, we've also been looking at like getting these ones where it's like icing on top. So it's like a mince, it's like a cherry bakewell, basically.
Yeah. It tastes like a cherry bakewell, too.
Yeah.
Without the sugary cherry.
Yeah,
without the sugar cherry.
Without the pure sugar cherry.
Which tastes amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Really fancy some cherry bakewells now. We also have, we've been stockpiling Yule logs because.
You've stockpiling my logs.
Yeah, yeah. Of course.
I was wondering where they went.
God damn you.
Give me back my logs.
No.
We're going to eat them.
Well, these are gluten-free, wheat-free and milk-free. You can have anything else, but not have my logs.
Yeah. These and one of them's logs. Got like the one from Morrison's actually. If any of you are looking at buying these things, I mean, this I think this episode's going to come out just before Christmas. So you might not have, they might not be in stock anywhere. But it actually, they're donating money to the, is it the Teenage Cancer Fund or was it?
Yeah, Young Lives versus Cancer.
So you can help support charity while you're eating your nice cake.
Eating your reindeer Yule log.
It looks so awesome.
It does look awesome. I don't really want to eat it. Yeah. But like, eat your face!
I will eat your face.
That is the battle cry of everyone. Yeah. I will eat your face! I will
eat your face!
Yeah. I do like this, the build up to the event, but part of me does wish it's all over. Like, or it could just get to it so that I don't have to do all the waiting.
Yeah. I think this year has been better for us because obviously we, last year being my first year being milk free, we didn't realise how difficult it was finding certain items like Yule logs. So we saw them
initially on the run up to Christmas, and we were like, "Oh, we'll be able to get them from all these places." And then it was like, "Nowhere's going to stock them." And you're like,
"What?" Oh,
we got the first like box in, and then we just sold them in the first week of October. And you're like,
"Why did you not get any more in?"
Oh, we didn't think they were that popular, even though they all sold out.
Yeah, exactly.
What? Yeah, it's getting a bit better now.
Yeah, I think people are realising that there's quite a few people out there who are, especially the gluten and the wheat, mainly. It's more of that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially for mince pies and stuff.
Yeah.
But like,
definitely.
Milk is a bit more of a difficult one.
But I mean, we were going around the shop today and we saw like gingerbread. Well, yeah, we were going around the shop and we were seeing like gingerbread and all this sort of stuff that it's like free from. So. We can all, like my mum can eat it as well.
Yeah, which is nice. So we can all partake in the same things.
Yeah.
Not having like six different meals.
It's not going to be segregated meals. We can all eat together. Yay. On the same plate.
Yeah.
Yay.
And I can eat on the floor.
You can.
Yay.
You're not allowed at the table anymore.
You know what happened last time.
We still haven't got the stains out of the ceiling.
Steve Howard came out the ceiling and broke
came
my
down
arm
from the ceiling
with all the cocaine he could carry. I wonder if there's. I wonder if the bots encountered that. Then I wonder how it chose him.
Yeah, what made it chose him? That's very interesting.
Steve Howard, if you listen to this, like. Do you do cocaine? Let us know.
Do you break the arms of polar bears?
Yeah. What's his face? That intrepid explorer who's like Bear Grylls. You like Bear Grylls?
Only your bear breaks.
Yeah. Because obviously he does like all those hardcore kind of living on off the land stuff.
He drinks his own pee a lot, doesn't he? He's like, I've got no water, I better pee in my own mouth. And then it's like, but Bear, there's a tap over there. And he's like, I'm pissing in my own mouth.
Squeezing the juice out of manure.
Come on, guys, let's rinse this this lump of shit. And it's like, Bear, there's a fridge over there with Evian in. He's like, yeah, hang on a sec. Remember, guys, you can also turn the shit into... you can turn the shit into, like, a condiment for dipping your chips into.
He's just always violently vomiting in mid-sentence.
I'm going to have to put this
back in me. I don't feel very well.
I think that's the perfect time to end the podcast.
We're talking about shit, yes.
The second that we get into scat, we have to stop talking. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, guys. Hopefully you'll have a wonderful festive period, whatever you're doing. Please be careful. Don't drink too much.
Nope.
Don't eat too much. Just make sure you're back.
Safe and sound.
Yeah, make sure you come back to Big Timmy's house. Because we love you. And if you're all alone this Christmas... And just remember...
That you'll be alone.
Yeah. You'll be forever... No.
No.
Just remember that Jazz Chicken will be round later on. He's doing a tour of everyone's houses.
I'm like Santa, I just visit the lonely people.
You stand in the corner of the room and, hey, how's it going? And they're like, fine, thanks. Who are you? And you're like, well, if you're going to be like that, I'm leaving.
obviously no one. Bye then.
I thought you'd be happy to see me.
And I'm writing this all out and with my breath on their window.
And they're like, you're calling the police. Anyway, check out our social medias, give us a message. Tell us how good we are, or how bad we are, whatever you want. Give Dave a shout on Twitch. Give Dave a shout on Twitch. Chestnut at 87, that's the one. Yeah. Oh, what was the recommendation for this week? And you know what? You don't need homework this week,
no,
guys.
No, being Christmas week. Christmas. No, you don't need. Just have a lovely Christmas.
Yeah, that's your homework. Yeah. Go have a lovely fucking time. Anyway, I've been Big Timmy.
I'm Lady Giggles.
And I'm Santa Claus. You see? He winks. Thanks, she says. I'm just a puppet from a Muppet Show puppet box. And you can put any Muppet on it. I'm Justin Lee, the great big electric guitarist, or Mick Finney, or, I don't know, any one of my other Muppets. And you can use the switch. If it's plugged into a turntable, your lips will turn red. At this point, I'm getting quite agitated.
Get out of my house.
I was multiple people
then. Well, yeah, you are multiple people. I was impressed.
A lot of... Yeah, wow.
But wow. The main one was, I'm a Muppet.
You're a Muppet.
Merry Christmas.
At least it knows.
Yep.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
Have a good one.
Christmas.
Christmas.
Merry.
Christmas.
Bye.
Christmas.
Such a knob.